Good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. Today we're going to be talking about an upcoming event in Morehead. It will be on Thursday, April the 12th from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's the Kentucky Hub Zone Roadshow. And I guess, it's going to be kind of a neat thing, and it's something that is unique in many ways. And joining us today on the program, Brett Traver, Executive Director for the Southeast Kentucky Economic Development Corporation, along with Ebony Edwards, Manager of Supplier Diversity Supply Chain from LG&E and KU. Thanks to both of you for coming over and spending some time with us on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Well, first of all, we need to find out what a hub zone is. And That's what we talked about before we got into the program. Ebony, I wanted you to go ahead and explain what exactly is a hub zone and how it works.
So a hub zone is a historically underutilized business zone. And the government creates census just based on where are we growing and thriving economically, or we're not using all of our economic resources. So based on the census, the government creates different hub zone areas. And those hub zone areas just typically don't have the resources, or they're not utilizing the resources in the best way possible. And so these hub zones are certified from the government, and they hire people from their area, and that's the key to being a hub zone. You can't just be in an underutilized area. You also have to hire people from either that underutilized area or another underutilized area in the surrounding facility.
Again, this event is on April 12th at the Innovation Launchpad, which, for those who don't know, it's on East Main Street here in downtown Morehead. But, Ebony, when we talk about these hub zones, this is the first time I've ever heard about this concept. I'm not familiar with it at all, And it sounds like it's an important one and obviously one that should be utilized. Why haven't we heard more about it?
I think that I know working with the SBA, they're trying to grow it, and we've noticed that a lot of companies in Kentucky don't know about the hub zones and what they can do for your business and how you can use it to grow your business. So as a diversity manager, we're actively looking for hub zones, and so is the government. They're actively going out there looking for companies that can represent a hub zone in our areas. Do you want to go into that?
Yeah, so, these hub zone areas, companies either don't know about it or don't have the resources to get certified, and then they also have to have the product or service that people need. So what's interesting in partnering with LG&E is they're actively looking for contractors, subcontractors in these areas to do work directly for LG&E here in town, across town, throughout their network. So We're really excited to partner with them, because it also kind of goes into something we talked about a few months ago, is our supplier education and economic development program, and that we're trying to find more companies that can work around the globe for companies like LG&E or prime defense contractors and things of that nature. So the more we can get the word out that this is an additional box you can check if you're doing work for a company like LG&E or subcontracting to another federal contractor or directly to a federal company. And the neat thing about the hub zone is that 3% of federal contracts need to go to companies in hub zones. Kind of the same percentage that you see for small women and minority-owned businesses and things of that nature. Historically, the federal government and their contractors have been able to meet those other benchmarks. They've never been able to meet the hub zone benchmark.
And there's all these people out there I know that say, gosh, there's just no federal money available for anything anymore. Apparently that's
it just gives you the opportunity to compete and get an advantage. And I think your bid for work can be higher, by a certain percentage point above the next lowest from the lowest bid if you're in a hub zone and you're able to do the work. So that's what we're trying to do, is find companies that can do the types of things LG&E and KU are looking for, that can work through this hub zone process with a lady by Cherie. She's going to be at the training from SBA in Louisville. She's going to really detail what it takes to become a hub zone certified company. And we've worked with some that have been able to do that and are actively out looking for that type of work.
Well, and a hub zone is a historically underutilized business zone. And when I think of that, Brett, I think of our area here in this part of the state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does cover a large area of MSU service territory where LG&E does business and also where SCED works. And that's why we're able to really, I think, market the program. And we're looking forward to seeing who comes out.
Are there some hub zones already in this area?
Oh, they're certified now. There's a map on SBA's website that you can enter an address in and go directly to see if you are in a hub zone. Your business is in a hub zone. The hub zones are set by census tract. And then from there, you have to go through a process to be certified that you're in that zone, that you have employees from that zone as your business.
And I will say that Sherry Guilford from the SBA will be at the Hub Zone Roadshow, and she'll explain what the application process is. And there is a program that they're actually doing to get companies certified quicker with the federal government. So the Kentucky SBA is working hard to certify companies as Hub Zone. So that's what we're going to talk about at the Hub Zone Roadshow, not only the benefits, but how to become a Hub Zone in our area.
I think it's great that LG&E and KU Ebony are out there actively trying to seek companies to get involved with this program.
Mm-hmm. It's part of economic development. We want to grow the companies that are in our Commonwealth. We want to make sure that we're partners with the ratepayers, if we can be. And you don't necessarily have to be part of the Commonwealth. So let's say you're coming from Cincinnati for this Moorhead event. We're still going to advocate for you because you're a small business. We want to see if you can grow just as much as the large businesses. So we see value in growing businesses any way that we can.
Are you already working with some contractors who qualify under the Hub Zone certifications?
We've invited companies that we have looked up and noticed that they're in a hub zone area that are great partners with us. And it's part of that. We want to grow you too. So we've had examples of companies that, let's say we do a few million dollars with them and they're a great partner. We want to get them hub zone certified so the SBA can then help them get government contracts and grow them even larger. So this is an opportunity for us to grow the businesses that we already work with and then for us to find other businesses to work with.
So in other words, it's kind of, a syncopathic, if you want to call it that, relationship in terms of you can grow them, they can work with you, they can give you better service when they're working with LG&E and KU.
Yes, that's exactly it.
That's
kind
of neat.
For.
Mm-hmm. So I like that. And Brett, when we talk about the qualifications that businesses might need to be certified under Hub Zone, are there certain things that they need to know about, certain things that they need to do? I know a lot of times when you talk about going through the paperwork to do anything, people are almost overwhelmed by that entire idea, and it's almost intimidating to them to say, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you know, I'd like to do this program, but at the same time, there's all this paperwork, and I really don't know if I want to go through all that.
It is a process, but it's doable. And with the help of Sheree, with the SBA, we can also bring resources in from the Kentucky Procurement Technical Assistance mm-hmm. Center. They help companies get that certification. I was just working with a company in Paintsville, a small machine shop called American Metalworks. We've been working with them for about a year and a half now as a startup company, and now they have over 10 employees. And so they found the time and the resources to get Hub Zone certified. They've also gone on and gotten quality certifications from ISO and AS for aerospace through programs that are offered here in the state. And through our program, the Supplier Education and Economic Development Program, or SEED, we had an event in October where they were there. They were one of 20 Eastern Kentucky companies that met 14 prime defense contractors, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and others. And they've been invited to a special event with a prime defense contractor in April in Baltimore, one of three companies in our service territory that have been invited to meet every small business liaison for a prime defense contractor. So these are the connections we're trying to make with people like Ebony with LG&E, our Procurement and Technical Assistance Center and SBA, and then also you getting resources and the support from Congressman Rogers' office, who got those 14 prime defense contractors to come from all over the country. We had people from the East and West Coast representing huge companies come to Corbin for a day and meet our companies in Eastern Kentucky. And so these are, you know, so when we were contacted by LG&E and Ebony about this opportunity, we were like, yeah, let's do what we can. Thought about where we're going to do those in our service territory. And Ebony's doing these all across the state. We're just really trying to support the ones she's doing in Southern and Eastern Kentucky here in Moorhead, and then another one in London later in the summer.
Yeah, this sounds like a great way for businesses to create an identity and a niche for themselves with other companies to grow their businesses and also perhaps add employees and things of that nature. If you're looking to get contracts, say, from some of these federal contractors and, you know, maybe some of the local ones in the state too. I mean, when you talk about building a reputation, building a profile, this seems to be a good way to do that.
I will mention, he mentioned the Kentucky Procurement Technical Assistance Center, or PTAC, as I like to call it.
I like that better, too.
Well, they'll also be at the HubZone Roadshow, so you'll have an opportunity to hear from the SBA and PTAC, along with KU and LG&E and SCED. So you'll have an opportunity in this to talk about the application, what is the process, and then how can we help you get through the process of becoming a hub zone. All of that will be taught in the class that we're having on the 12th.
Yeah, April 12th from 9:30 a.m. till 12 p.m. So it's 2.5 hours. Really not a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, you know, people are busy. You know, these are people that are running a small business. Asking them to take a full day to do something is tough. You know, if you're working a six-person machine shop, you know, you're working in the business as much as you're working on the business. And we just want to take a little bit of their time to get them aware, get them the resources they need, and then be able to follow up with them on their time.
We mentioned that. Let's talk about those 2.5 hours, kind of give us the rundown of what will take place.
So LG&E and KU, we definitely believe in safety first. So we'll start the day off with a safety message and just making sure any vendor that's in attendance knows what our safety policies are. We start every meeting that way. But we will give you an opportunity. We're going to do maybe a 30-minute presentation on who KU and LG&E is. What we uphold, our values, our mission, and then products and services people don't necessarily think that we buy. And I'll give you an example, our roofers. So we have an opportunity, or we had an opportunity, to find roofers in the areas of our customer service centers. So those are examples of what we'll talk about for the LG&E and KU segment. SBA, I've sat through Sherry's presentation a few times, Sherry Guilford, and she'll talk about how to become a hub zone. What are the what's the application process? How do they look for hub zones? What they can do to help? PTAC will also be in attendance and present on how they can help a small business grow and develop. And then we'll have SCED talk about economic development in the communities that they serve. So it is only 2.5 hours. We are packing a lot in that 2.5 hours, but we want to make sure that we're giving you the companies the best value. I will say afterwards, if there's a company that really, truly wants to work for LG&E and KU, we do have two and a half day development classes that we go through in more detail how it is to work with our company. So this is just the first step in many to how to grow your business.
And this kind of all falls into what you do in your organization, Brett. It really does piece together nicely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was great, and we were just happy to have the conversation and happy to help make the arrangements for here and you know, get the word out. You know, it's on our website. It's going to be on all of our social media, and we want to pack the house at the Innovation Launchpad here in Moorhead on April 12th.
Yeah, what's interesting is that I know that we're looking to take care of this part of the state in terms of growing more businesses, because it used to be that, you know, you had the coal mines, of course, in very close by that created jobs, obviously, and people would be waiting for factories to kind of just land in their lap. And in a sense, that did happen with Brady Industries here not too long ago, but that doesn't happen very often anymore. That's kind of a rarity. So you have to be, I think more forward-thinking in the way you approach growing a business and starting a business and making that business successful.
Yeah, I mean, it's much easier to grow the ones that you have and support the businesses that you have already. And they're also, you know, they're here. They're invested in the community. If you've got a person with a business here in Moorhead that has grown up in Moorhead, loves the community, has kids in the school, and they've got 10 employees, if we can grow them to 20, look what that does. And if we do that with 10, 12 companies in the region, we just created, helped companies create 100, 120 jobs that weren't there before. So we're always looking to try to make those connections. You know, SCED can't be everything to everybody, but we have the resources, like Ebony mentioned, and the partnerships with LG&E and the PTAC and all the alphabet soups of acronyms that you'll hear economic developers use. We have those resources, and we bring those in for SCED. You know, we have a staff of 8. There's only so much we can do for a 45-county area. We have to have good partners, and we think we do.
Well, when you talk about the old adage, jobs create jobs, money creates jobs. And when you say, you talked about, all right, well, this could make maybe take a company from 10 jobs to 20 jobs, and oh, that's only 10 jobs. No, it's the amount of economic impact now that that company has in the area, because if there's 10 more people working, then they're spending more money in the community, and that might create the need for other jobs inside that community. So it's something that can dovetail from one thing to the next and just build on itself.
Yeah, certainly. You hear about all the time the one coal mining job supports three others in a community. Well, that's the same across all industries. You know, manufacturing supports many jobs as well. You know, how many people, you know, speaking of Moorhead, how many people here may not work for SRG Global, but how many people go in and take the trash out? How many people go in and provide a service or repair a broken mold or a die? Businesses like that support other businesses.
Again, we're on the front page today. We're talking about the Kentucky Hub Zone Roadshow presented by the LG&E and KU Supplier Diversity Team in partnership with the Kentucky Small Business Administration and Southeast Kentucky Economic Development Corporation. It will be here in Moorhead on Thursday, April the 12th from 9:30 a.m. until 12 p.m. It will be at the Innovation Launch Pad, which is at 149 East Main Street, right in downtown Moorhead. Joining us on the program today, Brett Traver, Executive Director of Southeast Kentucky Economic Development Corporation, along with Ebony Edwards, who's the Manager of Supplier Diversity and Supply Chain for LG&E and KU. And we will come back with more on Front Page right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Moorhead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Moorhead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Back on Front Page, I'm Chuck Morales. We're talking about the upcoming Kentucky Hub Zone Roadshow as presented by LG&E and KU Supplier Diversity Team in partnership with the Kentucky Small Business Administration and Southeast Kentucky Economic Development Corporation here in Moorhead at the Innovation Launch Pad. That's downtown Thursday, April the 12th from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., 12 noon. Brett Traver, Executive Director of Southeast Kentucky Economic Development Corporation, our guest, along with Ebony Edwards, Manager of Supplier Diversity and Supply Chain for LG&E and KU. And as people look ahead, they're saying, oh, I'm interested in this now. So what do I do to get involved?
Well, we're going to have the flyer for this event up on our website at southeastkentucky.com. And we'll have a link there. Follow that, and there's a website that through LG&E to email and register. We do want to kind of get a head count of folks that are coming, so that we have everything set up. So registration by April 6th would be really appreciated.
Space pretty limited.
No, we can. I mean, the launch pad, we can get 15, 20 people in there. SCED's held some classes there in the past. It's a great location downtown. There's parking. So, but we just need to know how many people we've got coming so that we can let our partners know.
Ebony, do you anticipate, I guess you've already planned some other Hub Zone road shows, but maybe if you could talk about the success of some of the previous ones and maybe where you're headed besides Moorhead here on April 12th.
So we have done them before. We did one in Trimble County or Bedford at one of our plants, one of our generating facilities. We had maybe five or six suppliers come out. One of them was a supplier that we'd already done business with, and they're actively working on their Hub Zone application as we speak. And one company that came has already certified Hub Zone. So they came, they learned more about the application process, and they filled out their information and worked with PTEC, and they were registered fairly quickly. We also did one in Simpsonville, Kentucky. We had maybe 10 to 15 suppliers in the room. We talked to them about becoming registered, and we're working with them, maybe one or two from that class, to become registered. We do have more coming up. We have one in Arlington, Kentucky, April 26th from 1:30 to 4, and then we also have one in London, Kentucky on May 9th. So we are, like we said, we're all over Kentucky doing the Hub Zone Road shows in the same format. So if you can't make this one on April 12th, we will definitely have information up on the website, lgne-ku.com, lgne-ku.com. We'll put information up on there about the different Hub Zone road shows. So if you can't make one, we'll definitely have others.
And I imagine there'll probably be some plan down the road too as well.
Yes, yes. This is just our first or our second kind of go at this. But as we see more traction and as we see more companies wanting to get involved, we will have more.
And again, Brett, as you talked about, and we discussed earlier in the show, people have discussed how federal money is not available very much anymore for different things. However, this is one program where there's a lot of opportunity still out there.
Yeah, this program, like I said, is it doesn't give a company money. What it does is it gives a qualified company in a Hub Zone a leg up. It gives them extra points to win contracts or subcontracts. It shows that LG&E, when they bring on a Hub Zone certified company, when they make reports to federal agencies, they're saying, look, we're using companies in these Hub Zones to do this work. And that just diversifies and strengthens the entire economy. So, that's why we think it's important. Like I said, it's 3% of federal contracts are set aside for companies in federal Hub Zones. That's billions of dollars of opportunities. And while a company, and I use a company in Paintsville as an example, while they may not be the direct contractor for a specific federal contract, they may be a subcontractor with a prime contractor. And that prime contractor is always looking for Hub Zone certified companies that have the quality of work, have the work ethic to get the job done on time and on budget, and that's what we're looking for.
And again, Ebony, if people who have companies are interested in doing business with LG&E and KU, this is an outstanding opportunity to make a connection.
Yes, this would be a great opportunity for you to come out and tell me what your business is. What do you do? You'd be shocked what we buy at LG&E and KU. It goes from advertising or marketing materials to somebody who does janitorial work or a roofer, like I said earlier. It could be somebody who can redecorate or decorate one of our bathrooms at our customer service center. So we're always looking for opportunities in the communities that we serve to help grow businesses. We also do stuff at our plant. So if you've got some capability to do HVAC for an industrial facility, we want to know that too. So this is an awesome opportunity for you to come out and tell me what you do and then see if we can help you grow.
All right. Once again, the Kentucky Hub Zone Roadshow is on Thursday, April the 12th at the Innovation Launch Pad here in downtown Moorhead from 9:30 in the morning until 12 noon. It's presented by the LG&E and KU Supplier Diversity Team in partnership with the Kentucky Small Business Administration and Southeast Kentucky Economic Development Corporation. Our guest today on Front Page, Brett Traver from SKEDC, as we all call it.
SKED,
yes. SKED. Southeast Kentucky Economic Development Corporation, along with Ebony Edwards, who's the manager of supplier diversity and supply chain for LG&E and KU. Thanks to both of you for spending time with us on Front Page.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Always a pleasure.
I'm Chuck Mraz, your host of Front Page. See you next time.